Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Annabelle Dodd is here. I'm glad she's here, too. Annabelle is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's one of the world's experts in telecommunications, folks, and she's done so much in this area, in the real world, out where the rubber meets the road, as well as in academia. She actually was recognized by Massachusetts Telecommunications Council as the Professor of the Year in the year 2000, but she's actually been out there where you and I are, out in the marketplace, too, quite a few years, and she's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, now in its third edition. Something under a million copies of this book has been sold. Annabelle, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. You're very kind, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and you haven't gone over a million yet, have you?
No.
Okay, so I don't have to go to something under 2 million then, right?
No, you don't have to go to under 2 million.
Annabelle, I want to talk about cell phones and some of the new things that are going on with cell phones these days in a little bit, but before we do that, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of what's going on with eBay and this company that they've acquired. It's a Swedish company, is it? Skype.
Yes. And
S-K-Y-P-E.
Some people are calling it hype.
Well, Skype is a Swedish company. It's a voice over IP, a voice over internet protocol company, right?
But it's different than Vonage and AT&T's voice over IP. It's different. Uses a different technology, actually. It uses a twist.
Uh-huh.
The twist is at its so-called peer-to-peer communications.
Right.
And you can...
Peer-to-peer like instant messaging?
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like when it came out of the world of stealing music without paying for it.
Right. The founders of this company had been doing that before. They'd been in the music controversy, hadn't they?
Yes. Yes. That's how the whole technology developed. And what happens is that it's very interesting. One of the reasons eBay is interesting. One of the things that the CEO of eBay mentioned is that people keep their privacy because you don't have to give out your phone number if you just call each other over the from computer to computer.
Right.
You just list somebody's name. It's not really even a phone call.
So it's like instant messaging with voice capability.
Exactly. Right. But it's a little bit of a hype. They're paying $4 billion for a company that has, I don't remember the sale, $70 million or something.
And they're paying
money.
$1.3 billion of it is in cash.
Wow, they did okay.
These founders
guys
of Skype did okay. Yeah, but what's in it for eBay?
Well, they get a new venue and something new to put on their website. You know, some people feel that eBay is maturing, their business is maturing. Now, eBay is being hurt by a company called Craigslist. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't charge for buying and selling services and listing job openings. The whole industry.
Well, Yahoo is developing, putting a lot behind its online marketplace too.
Yeah.
There are other online marketplaces out there. eBay is typically thought of. It's almost used as the generic term for online marketplaces, but the truth is, it's even though it is the biggie, it is the 800-pound gorilla in that area. It is one of several.
Right. So they want a new business to get into, but there's a lot of feeling in the financial community that they may have overpaid for it.
Well, Meg Whitman is the chairman, and she has been praised over the years for being more pragmatic and doing a lot more due diligence on the acquisitions that they make. This one seems to be a little bit out of character for her.
Yeah.
But isn't this a case of where eBay was visionary, and this adds a connectivity capability to their customers that other competitors will wish they had?
Well, it does add something that their competitors wish they had. It's just that they paid $4 billion,
yeah.
dollars, Jim.
I've read that some people have said that they could have either created their own technology or bought something else a lot less expensively.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the question.
So so what you're saying is you're not questioning
recognition.
You're not questioning the adding the feature, adding the new capability. You're just questioning this particular acquisition.
Yeah, the price they paid.
Yeah.
I mean, it does, you know, has a lot of advantages. It's got high visibility. They claim, I don't remember if it's 60 million or something customers, you know.
Yeah.
So it's instant recognition worldwide. They have a lot of international, I mean, it's an international company. It's not just
Skype
the United States.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll give them a foothold internationally.
Well, what do you know? What capability it's going to add to the user experience? Are they right now? If you want to buy something on eBay, you can email the seller if you want to. But with the Skype edition, will they be able to actually make a computer to computer phone call?
Well, that's the assumption.
Yeah.
That's the assumption. And then they've got, a couple hundred developers. Skype has a couple hundred developers. So there probably are new things in the works that we haven't even thought of, you know, that will generate income, you know, adding headphones to your computer, wireless headphones. Who knows?
Well, let me say this, Annabelle. If I had to put my money on a person who is an entrepreneurial executive like Meg Whitman and her folks at eBay, or these knucklehead analysts on Wall Street who only see the end of the nose in front of their face and nothing further, I'd put my money on Meg.
Well, you know, eBay, that's a good point. eBay was one of the first profitable internet companies.
Right.
Really, you know,
right.
When everybody else, all the dot-comers went bust, eBay was making money. They've
God,
making
all I
money
got to
right
say
along.
Is, God save us from the Wall Street analysts. In my opinion, you know, Shakespeare said, first we shoot all the lawyers or something like that.
Yeah.
I think maybe if he were alive today, he might say, first let's shoot all the Wall Street analysts.
Well,
stand by. Annabelle, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some news, some new capability, some new that you may or may not want with your cell phones. After these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, or the short one is jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And I hope you'll also check out our blog, which is Jim's blog. It's on the homepage, top left corner. And you can also go there directly by going to jimsblog.biz. And don't forget to try the RSS capability. Annabelle Dodd's our guest. Annabelle, this RSS thing, we weren't going to talk about that necessarily, but this RSS is a pretty cool capability, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, you download that to your computer, and then you put it on your iPod, and you're ready to listen to the radio.
It's exploding. Even fossils like me are using it, and not just the young people, folks. So I encourage you to find out what RSS is all about. Really simple syndication.
Well, you have to get a little program.
Yeah. Yeah, but usually they're free. You can get them from a lot of different companies for free, and they're really cool. And I encourage you to check it out. And you can find out if you want to read about them. You want to find out more about them. You can either Google RSS, Google Really Simple Syndication, or go to my blog. And we have a link there that tells you all about it. So check that out when you get a chance. Annabelle, give us your website, please.
www. DoddOnTheLine.com.
Dodd with two D's, actually three D's, one in front, two in the back. DoddOnTheLine.com. They can find the book there, can't they?
Yes, they absolutely can.
The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, third edition, something under a million sold, or wherever books are sold. I know you can find it out in the marketplace. Annabelle, the other day I was flying on an airplane and...
Well, I'm glad you're using an airplane.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to fly without.
Well, I've done that before. It's a little rocky. But the plane touched down. As we're taxiing in, here come the cell phones.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, including myself, we all talk too loud when we talk on the cell phone because we think we have to talk louder. And we don't realize we are. And if you ever wonder whether you want people to be able to talk on cell phones during flights, just be on a plane when it touches down, when they all come on and everybody starts making phone calls. That'll let you know that you don't want that.
I think it's much better if they would give you internet access on the phone so you can get quietly to your email.
Right.
And hopefully you're not using Skype and talking computer to computer on your airplane.
But seriously, I think it would be fine if we could just do text. Yeah, like email and IM, that sort of thing.
Your BlackBerry.
Yeah. But no voice, just digital.
In an airplane, there's no like quiet cabin you can have. It's one big space.
And I can tell you, I think that would be something that would cause me not to fly if I had that going on. Annabelle, talk to us about some of the telemarketing things that are going on with cell phones. Can they actually get to us now with cell phones?
Well, yeah, if they find a way to get your phone number.
The telemarketers?
See, the problem, you know, if you get spam phone calls, telemarketing calls at home, it's a pain in the neck and you hang up and
you're
done.
What's against the law if you're on the do not call list?
Right. But if you get them on your cell phones, in addition to being against the law and annoying, you're paying for the call.
Right.
Because we all pay for incoming phone calls. So if you do get one of those calls, they're illegal, and you can go to the internet, donotcall@fcc.gov. That's donotcall@fcc.gov, or you can call 1-888-TEL-FCC, which is 1-888-835-5322. Did I repeat that?
And that's where if we start. So you're saying that it's illegal for somebody to make a telemarketing call to your cell phone?
Yes, from an automated dialer. But they're all from automated dialers,
right.
So you can just assume it's from an automated dialer.
All right.
You know, they program a gazillion phone numbers into these dialers, and they call everybody on Earth. So Verizon Wireless is suing a couple of the companies. But I just want to repeat that phone number, 1-888-835-5322, if you get one of those calls.
And the website, again, is donotcall.com.
It's an email address.
Oh, it's an email address.
Donotcall@fcc.gov.
Okay, so you can send them an email and say that you got a call from this company or whatever?
Yeah, and what your telephone number is. You know, as much information about the call as you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you can figure out who called you.
I don't think I've gotten a telecommunications call on my cell phone.
I haven't either, but a lot of the Verizon Wireless people have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
You think that they lost some numbers?
Who knows?
Some numbers
those
got away
telemarketing
or something?
People are very clever.
They're
you
pretty
know,
sharp
now,
guys, aren't they?
Yeah. There are some people, you know, that are changing their home phone numbers to their cell phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be part of it.
How many people do you know who only have cell phones? They do not have a landline at home.
I only know a few young ones, but it's about 6 or 7% of the country of the people with regular phones.
How long do you think it will be before we're totally wireless?
Well, as soon as all the wireless companies figure out how to give us really good coverage.
Yeah, coverage and capability too, right?
What kind of capability?
Well, like for example, at the office, I've got all the different things on all the different capability on my phone sets.
Oh, your speed
the
dial.
Technology, yeah, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cell phones aren't. It's a really good point, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I make those once a year. I have a good idea, Annabelle. Thank you for being here, Annabelle. See you next time. Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, the Essential Guide to Telecommunications. That's her book. Quick break. Right back with Rosalind Glickman after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.